From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Five Muslim Americans from the Washington, D.C. area have been convicted by a court in Pakistan on terrorism charges. The BBC's Orla Guerin reports each of the men has been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
None of the five were known to law enforcement agencies before their families reported them missing. The authorities here claimed they used email and YouTube to contact an Al-Qaeda militant. According to police, they had maps of sensitive locations and were planning to carry out attacks. The men said they simply wanted to travel to Afghanistan to help fellow Muslims in need. The convictions were handed down by an anti-terror court after a trial that was closed to the media. The men have the right to appeal.
The BBC's Orla Guerin in Islamabad. North Korea's government is threatening to boost the punishment for an American convicted of allegedly entering that country illegally. Dwali Saikau Tao reports that Ajalan Molly Gomes of Boston has been sentenced to 8 years of hard labor.
Gomes taught English in South Korea for 2 years before he reportedly crossed into the North from China in January. The North's report says the U.S. government requested the release of Gomes on humanitarian grounds, but the North said not only is this impossible under the current situation, but the question is how to increase the punishment. The Kim Jong-il regime accuses the Obama administration of so-called hostilities related to the deadly sinking of a South Korean warship. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
Fire crews in Arizona are stepping up their efforts to contain a stubborn wildfire near Flagstaff. Some of the hundreds of people who were evacuated are being allowed to return to their homes today, but Daniel Crocker of Arizona Public Radio reports that blaze is still not fully under control.
Firefighters now say the blaze is 20% contained. Still, Fire Commander Tony Shaka says there's a lot of work ahead.
Those crews are dealing with altitude, physical exertion. Their work capabilities are diminished a little bit. Those are tough crews up there fighting a pretty tough fire.
Firefighters are trying to stop the fire spread through the National Forest, a popular area for people from across Arizona to escape the desert heat. They estimate it'll be another 2 weeks before the fire is fully contained. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker in Flagstaff.
More than 2 million baby cribs are being recalled because of concern that they could cause infants to become entrapped and suffocate or to fall to the floor. Nichelle Fleming is a spokeswoman for the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The problem is the drop sides can detach. Children can get caught in the space between the crib side rail and the mattress, and it can be an entrapment, suffocation, or fall hazard.
Fleming says the cribs are made by 7 companies. No deaths have been linked to the crib so far, but there have been reports of more than a dozen instances in which babies have become entrapped in the side rail. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama welcomes his Russian counterpart to the White House for talks today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the two leaders are expected to consider ways to expand trade relations and to discuss a wide range of foreign policy issues.
White House officials are eager to show that their efforts to reset relations with Moscow are paying dividends. They point to a new strategic arms reduction treaty that the U.S. and Russia signed and praise Russia for joining in on a tough new U.N. sanctions resolution against Iran. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev wants to see this new warmth translate into more business deals. He toured Silicon Valley and California before coming to Washington to meet with President Obama. The two men are likely to talk about Russia's attempts to join the World Trade Organization, as well as the usual issues on their agenda, including Iran and arms control. They plan to have lunch together at the White House and join U.S. and Russian business leaders at the Chamber of Commerce. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Carl Levin, says the panel will take up early next week the confirmation of General David Petraeus to be the new commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Levin says he expects Petraeus to be confirmed quickly.
We know General Petraeus, and I can't believe there's anybody that is going to take the position. We haven't had enough time when we know him so well, and we know how essential it is that there be continuity in terms of our command in the field and that there not be a gap.
Levin's comments have been echoed by some key GOP lawmakers, including Senator John McCain. Petraeus was chosen by President Obama to replace General Stanley McChrystal, who's been relieved of duty. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.